Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Side by Side Dirt. It's your host, that's me, it's Sheldon. Nah, just joking you guys, let's start season two. While we ended the last episode 20 with Thomas Madigan, one hell of an awesome dude, one hell of a good shot. What a fantastic episode that was. I know it was many, many moons ago, as my grandfather used to call it. Let's talk a little bit about the past episodes on Side by Side Dirt. We had some really cool people. We had, guess who? One of my favorite, Battle Axe Jones from S3 Power Sports. What a phenomenal dude. One heck of a good time with that guy. I can tell you that right now. He's definitely 100% an awesome racer and 100% also a smooth talker. So everybody, we also got to talk to El Macbeth 357, who owns Concept Distributing in Abbotsford, BC, a fellow Canadian. I've known him for many, many years since the beginning of a lot of his stuff, his building, his racing, and his world records. He's a really good fellow to chat with, makes awesome parts, especially the strongest cage, I still think, in the whole entire market, for sure. And it's been tested very, very much. As you guys can tell with his big crash boom that he had down in the United States here about a month ago or so, I guess it was. As you can tell, his stuff is definitely strong. We got to sit down with one of my idols. One of the guys that I feel kind of got me started, especially in the Yamaha Rhino days, was Tim from SDR. One awesome dude too. He's definitely killing the industry, and I think that he's definitely one of the godfathers of the side-by-side industries, and I don't think anybody can take that from him. Got to talk to a few different privateers out there. Got to talk to my good buddy Jason Hess. Like I said in past, we're definitely brothers from different mothers and different continents, I guess you'd want to call it. The reason why I've been out quite a bit is because I've been busy. You know how it goes, just busy. Side by Side Dirt was supposed to be just something fun for me to do when I had time. Speak my mind about the industry, people I've known, stories that I've known. You know, just all around kind of life, right? I just found it to be very, very hard to really keep going with it and juggling it and everything like that, because there is a lot of time that goes into making a podcast, definitely trying to reach out to people, trying to get people on the line at certain times, trying to work around their schedules or my schedules. There's just a lot of stuff that comes into play, and I guess it was just, in a way, it was just getting to be too tough. And then we were going to have Macbeth on, and then with the pandemic coming up, you know, it shut down a lot of stuff, a lot of racing, a lot of freestyle events. It basically shut the whole world down, guys and girls. But I know there was a lot of bad out of it, but there was also a lot of good. A lot of people got to spend more time with their family, and especially their favorite number one sport, I would say, is side-by-sides. I talked to people that maybe put on 500 miles last year, but put on 2,000 miles this year. You know, especially with the pandemic and stuff. And it was just another good thing. Sales went through the roof of side-by-sides. Parts. A lot of manufacturers couldn't keep up to even the parts that were being made. So in a way, it hurt a lot of the economy, but it also maybe opened our eyes up a little bit more to a lot of things. To be honest with you guys, I was thinking about never really doing another podcast. I seen so many podcasts coming out there now, and kudos to those guys for sure. I've listened to a lot of them over the last few months. Hands down, it's great to see the podcast thing working, because I know when I talked to people a few years ago about doing it, a lot of people didn't think it was a good idea. I didn't really know anything about it. A lot of naysayers. Some people said that, hey, I was on to something. But, you know, especially me being, you know, I'm so far from the industry in a way, but I know so many people in the industry, and I've gained such a lot of relationships as business-wise and friend-wise in the side-by-side industry. And also the podcast really did open me up, to be honest with you, opened me up to a lot of different people that I never knew before, that were willing to accept me more now as a podcast talking about their business than me myself with my business. So it definitely opened me up a lot of doors and stuff like that. It's been a crazy thing for sure, and I definitely don't regret not doing it, and I do not regret the time spaced out there either. I think maybe it gave other people a chance to get themselves kick-started in the side-by-side industry, especially the podcast. But, you know, I had a lot of people message me and stuff, say, thanks, man. You know, I was on a road trip and I was listening to Side-by-Side Dirt. There's a lot of things that was information that they learned from it, companies they never heard of. So that I'm great that it helped out people, because I know I definitely wouldn't be here in the side-by-side industry in the way I am unless I didn't know people or talk to people or put the minutes I do on my cell phone. I know with the pandemic, it shut down all of our racing, and we definitely don't have that type of riding like they do in Arizona and Utah and Idaho and stuff, so we really didn't put that many miles on as much as we like to. I know I spent a lot of time washing the dust off my side-by-sides and fixing stuff that normally, you know, I would kind of go, oh, I'll wait till next year, you know. So I definitely focused on a lot of different things that way. But like I said, the side-by-side industry has always been to me an addiction, I guess you'd want to call it. Not to get off topic, but let's get a little bit off topic. I've been watching a lot of motorcycle documentaries because there is no side-by-side documentaries, which, hey, out there, anybody knows of one, please let me know. Or if somebody wants to start one, let me know. Or let's try to figure out and do one. Let's talk to different people. So anyways, I know it's getting off topic, but I've been watching this TV show called Ride with Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead. And his motorcycle show, I know it's a lot off topic, everybody, but it really opened my light up to see it would be so cool to do this with side-by-sides. Just cruise the desert roads and cruise off-roads and stuff and meet people along the way or meet side-by-side enthusiasts, go to the shops. You know, a lot of different things like that. But he also explains a lot of the culture of where motorcycle came from, which I did with Side-by-Side Dirt. I explained as much as culture as I knew and the history of it. There was a lot of good aspects that he showed everybody, but it was all about having fun. I found that, Side-by-Side Dirt was just, it was supposed to be friends drinking, having a beer and, you know, and having a good time and talking the shit about side-by-sides. But then it involved me, you know, trying to get more and more people into it. I guess it just, other things just consumed me and I just lost my way. I know I'm not going to definitely not go as hard on the side-by-side dirt thing as I was before, just because I am a one-man band doing a million things. And I've also tried to pass the torch on other people that way too. But there's just something about the side-by-side industry. It just keeps roping me back in and probably hundreds of other people out there. You know, it's funny. But getting back to the ride with Norman Reedus there. If you get a chance, you should watch it. If you're not a motorcycle person, I understand that. But what he talks about and his rides and the people, it's definitely becomes addictive to realize that the freedom that you have, you can go anywhere, meet somebody just along the road. I know he's a big superstar, but I'm just saying is it really kind of got my wheels turning in my head about Maybe someday we should work on a documentary for Side by Side. We should all get together and put a video together and show do something like that to explain a lot more of the Side by Side industry, right? What else can we talk about? Well, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, I'm not much of a game head as I used to be when I was a kid, because I'm almost 40 years old now, but I had to get it, and I got the Game Over Pass, and for Xbox One, and my eyes been on it for a long time. I think it got released in April or something in Canada, and I was just like, oh, but $80, right, for a video game, like, that's redonkulous, right? And my kids frown on me because, you know, that's not that really that bad, right? But anyways, so I bought it and I was like super pumped. I was like, oh, side-by-side game. So anyways, me and my nephew were playing it, and it was so hard that it was frustrating, but it was like awesome frustration because it was just like, in a way, like you're in a side by side. You know, if you want to make it up that big hill or that muddy slope and you just keep gunning and there's nowhere you could do. And the only difference of the game is you don't have somebody help pushing you out or somebody winching you out. You really have to figure it out. There's a few times where I got like, oh my, like I wanted to scream and rip my head off. But overall, I read a lot of the reviews on it, and a lot of people don't really understand the game, I guess. Me being an off-roader my whole entire life, I understood the game. I find that sometimes it's a little too hard and sometimes a little unrealistic, but most video games are kind of that way. And it was kind of nice not going through that fast pace, you know, right? It's got some really slow parts where you're like barely crawling through and you're barely making through these obstacles. I know that me and my nephew are playing against each other. My little nephew, we were having competitions and he beats me up it. And I was like, oh my God. It took me like 20 minutes to make it. So then me and him were like, let's do it again. And every time that me and him played each other, we both got a little bit faster and we started to learn all these different techniques. I guess, of going up these obstacles. And the only reason why I realized a lot of stuff out of it was because I've kind of been in situations like that, especially in a side-by-side. You're kind of like, should you do it? Or I've seen other people do it. And that's kind of how you start to think when you're playing this video game. To be honest with you, I think that if you're a side-by-side enthusiast, you may not be a video gamer, but you gotta try Overpass. It is a pretty fun game. And like I said, it is frustrating for some people, and it is frustrating, don't get me wrong. But overall, I think I really like it. I definitely give it out of a 10, I probably give it an 8.5 for sure. But yes, there is funner games out there, but there's nothing that really goes to the side-by-side thing. Now, on Overpass, they got pretty much every manufacturer except for Honda and Can-Am side-by-sides. They also have ATVs on there. They got a Turbo S, and plus they also got the new Razor Pro. So it's definitely pretty fun that way. I was kind of disappointed that Can-Am didn't get anything in there, but nothing surprising. Now I know why Polaris is the top of their game, because of how much they invest, especially into the side-by-side game. You know, Overpass, they look just like the real side-by-sides, the real ATVs, the real names. You know, it's cool to see that, and it's disappointing that Can-Am didn't do it, or Honda. I think it would have been kind of cool to have those two mix in there. I was even really surprised that Yamaha, the YXZ, was in there. They got the new Arctic Cat Double X. You know, it's pretty cool game. So if you guys haven't, like I said, if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. Overpass, awesome game. Download it or buy it or whatever. So next topic, let's get down to a little bit maybe what's going to happen with this season. Like I said, I'm definitely going to try to focus a little bit more on getting some different people on here. I'd like to get some old guests back on here again for sure. Especially like to talk to them about the pandemic and what it's done for them and then things like that. What else? You guys have any suggestions out there where we can roll with? Anything else you guys like to know? As I know of parts and stuff like that, there's really not a lot of new stuff coming out there. There's a little bit of new stuff coming out there, but not very much. I know that the aftermarket industry, especially in the Kawasaki KRX, is starting to get a little bit bigger. I'm starting to see more and more of them out there. I'm still waiting on, there's rumors that Polaris has got a new side-by-side coming out. I don't know when it's going to be released. I've heard rumors in January. I've also had rumors in July, August. I don't really know, maybe spring. I heard it's supposed to be like wide, like almost 80 inches wide and like 200 and some horsepower. We'll see if that rumor is actually true. There has been some stuff floating on the internet. I see about it. So we'll see what happens with that. This year, I'm going to do a little bit of what I call sponsorship this year with some stuff. We're going to start announcing some stuff. I know that I told you last year I was going to work on doing some guess what. Some swag. Definitely gonna try to do that, some of that this year. Just a lot of things planned out, but like I said to you guys, I want you to realize is that Side by Side Dirt is 100% raw and 100% fun. So if I don't have time, I can't get to it, I definitely can't do it, right? That's the unfortunate part about this situation. But I'd also like to reach out to people. Get a hold of me on Facebook or Instagram or whatever on the Side by Side message. Let me know if you want to become on Side by Side Dirt, the podcast. I don't care if you're privateers, racers, just hobbyists, builders, people that just build out of the garage, just Side by Side enthusiasts. So people, keep it out there. Let me know if there's something you guys want to do. Any racing teams out there that would like to talk about their team and who they are, another great thing. And let's build the community without borders. And yeah, so everybody, this is Sheldon signing out for Side by Side Dirt Season 2, Episode 1 / Intro, I guess you'd want to call it. And I'd like to say thanks to all my guests in the past. And all you guys for listening, stay tuned. We'll have some more stuff coming out here definitely within the month. And I'd like to say thanks to a few companies out there. One company is Montgomery & Sons, Polaris in Gull Lake, Saskatchewan. Awesome guy, has always treated me well with factory Polaris parts, factory Polaris machines. He's helped me out immensely over the last few years, definitely for sure. And if it wasn't for him, I definitely wouldn't be where I'm at either. Another thing I like to say is thanks to Concept Distributing and Al Macbeth. Really helped me out in the past for sure. And definitely builds a number one product for cages for sure. Thomas Madigan from Madigan Motorsports. Thanks a lot, man. I know they built me a bumper here a while back. Rushed it, really looked awesome. Couldn't believe they got it out for me. Great guys. I like to also say Jason Hess from Liquid Molly. Definitely the people that I've always used for all my oils. Since I've known Jason started with the company, I don't even know, 4 years ago. I use them in everything I own. Liquid Molly, 100%. Never had an issue with it. Awesome product. Great company, 100%. Another shout out to guess who, my friends, my privateers out there that are really trying to pave their own way in the industry for sure, especially in the side-by-side industry. So everybody, this is Sheldon here signing off. Have a good rest of the night and we'll talk to you soon, and have a beer for me.